The subject of the shiur is Kriya Satoya, if, when, and how to correct. If a Balkoira makes a mistake in Kriya Satoya, when is one supposed to correct him, and when is one not supposed to correct him? Seeing that we are a few days after Hanukkah, perhaps there's a good appropriate reason to give a shiur about Kriya Satoya. What's the connection between Hanukkah and Kriya Satoya? It's well known, the Chachamim instituted that we lay in a Haftarah every Shabbat because there was a particular period in history where there was a Gezeiras Shmad, where the Goy made a decree that we're not allowed to lay from the Torah itself. And because of that, the Chachamim came up with the idea that we should lay from the Haftarah, from the Novi, in order not to forget the message of the Kriya Haftarah for the week. And therefore they found a portion in the Novi itself which has some relevance to the Kriya Haftarah, and therefore we wouldn't forget the message of the Kriya Satoya. That reason is brought in the Abu Jam, it's brought in the Lavush, the Bach brings that reason. It doesn't actually state in those places at which point in history it actually was that this Kazeva Shmad was actually made, and at which time it was the Chachamim instituted the laying of the Haftoya. The Tetzis Yom Tov in Megillah brings that it was actually in the time of Hanukkah. It was Antiochus who made this decree, were not allowed to learn Torah and read from the Torah, to lay from the Torah, as it says in Alavitim, Lashkichim Torah Sechot. And part of the mission of Lashkichim Torah Sechot was that they shouldn't lay. We shouldn't lay from the Torah. And at that time, Chachamim came with the idea that we should lay from the Haftarah instead. So there is a connection between Hanukkah and Kriya Satoya. Antiochus knew that being Mavatl, the Kriya Satoya Barabim, would be a very, very good way of being Mashkiach Kriya Satoya. Because we know the original takon of Kriya Satoya was that Klal Yisrael shouldn't go more than a few days without hearing from the Torah. Every year, however learned that he would come to shul and everything on Shabbat, on Monday and a Thursday, Shabbat Mincha, and he would hear Kriya Satoya, he would hear something from the Torah. And Ashkicham Torah Circle was that mission was they were going to annul part of that, and one of the ways they were going to do it was through Kriya Satoya itself. Now we're all aware that the Baal Kriya has an obligation to learn the learning properly, to be fluent, to be accurate, to know the diktuk, to know the trot. We know the obligations lachatchila of a Baal Kriya. But what happens to the Eved in a situation where a Baal Kriya makes a mistake? Do we adopt the Mahalach, which unfortunately has become quite prevalent, that it's a sport, and therefore we sit waiting for Baal Kriya and jump on him for every particular type of mistake that he makes? Is that allowed? Is it right? Is it the preferred option? Or the other extreme? Do we not correct at all? So let's have a look in the halacha and see, we'll work our way through from the tour, from the Makoris, the way through to practice the halacha. And we'll see that perhaps the actual halacha, the maisa, is not necessarily the way it's practiced. And I don't exactly know why it is, but we'll see what the halacha says. We'll see there's two main shittas in the halacha. And each of these shittas represents, in the shoresh, two major important fundamental yisodas in Yiddishkeit. And we'll elaborate on that as we get to them at that point. So we'll start with the Tur. The Tur brings two different opinions. The Tur firstly brings the opinion of the Sefer HaManhig. Sefer HaManhig was one of the Rishonim, and the Tur quotes the Manhig as saying that we do not correct. Baal Kriya makes a mistake, we don't correct. Why? Because of the Medrash and Shi'ah Shirim, says the Manhig. The Medrash and Shi'ah Shirim says that someone who reads, instead of saying the word Aharoyim, he says Haroyim, he misses out the Aleph from the Aharoyim, and he just says Haroyim, Yotza. It's Yotza. That's how the Torah quotes the Manhig as quoting the Medrash. If a person says Haroyim instead of Aharoyim, so then he's Yotza. Now, I tried to find this in the Sefer Manhig himself. It's a separate Sefer. I couldn't find it in the edition that we have. It could be it's in a different version which I didn't have. But this is how the Torah quotes the Sefer HaManhig. That's his version of this Medrash. Our version of the Medrash is slightly different. Our version of Medrash, look in Shir Shiv, open the Shir Shiv in Rabbah, it says, Tinoch Shekorah Lemoshe Masher Aharoin Aharam, Oymar Kodesh Baruch Hu, V'liglugoy Olai Ahavo. Going on the Pasukim Shir Shirim, we're going to go into the whole drasha now. But what the Medrash says there is, if a tinoik, a child, reads, instead of saying Moshe, he says Mashe, because there are no vowels, there are no nekudas in the Torah. So he reads it, he's reading the Torah, the tinoik is reading the Torah, and he reads Mashe instead of Moshe, and he reads Aharan instead of Aharon. Then, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, and it's a sort of a play on the words in Shir HaShirim, V'ligluglai olai ahavo. His liglug, his joke, so to speak, the fact that he's messed up a little bit, the reading that he's of the Torah, the fact that he's messed up a little bit, nevertheless, olai ahavo. It's still beloved to me, because he tried his best, in the Mephoshim say. The Tinoch tried his best, he tried to read, but he's not yet proficient in learning, in reading, and therefore he read it slightly wrong. He said Moshe, he said Masha instead of Moshe. But nevertheless, because the Shmosel says, such a Tinoch is beloved to me, because he tried his best. That's the version that we have. Now you might ask the question, so how can this be a Makor for the Halacha of Kriyas HaTorah? It's talking about a little child who's reading, probably for himself, but this child's not leaning in Shul, he's not a Baal Kairo. And the Aruch HaShulchan and the Chayyadim actually raise this difficulty, that how can the Manhig bring a proof from this Medrash? However, if you look in Tosfos in Avodah Zarah, Tosfos in Avodah Zarah brings a slightly different version of this Medrash. And in that Medrash, it's much more in consonance with the way the Torah brings it, where it says, Minayin the Kairi Batorah, Shekora La'aroin Haroin. Where do we know that the person who was reading the Torah, instead of reading Aroin, said Haroin, he missed out the Aleph, his yoke? Then the Gemara brings the proof from this passage, the same passage as we said just now. So that Medrash brought down in Tosfos is much clearer, is much more in keeping with how the Manhik is bringing it. And the Manhik brings a reason. Manhik carries on to say, what is the reason why we don't correct? He brought a pasuk to explain that nevertheless, if a child makes a mistake, then, or a person makes a mistake reading, nevertheless he's beloved to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What's the reason why we don't correct him in public? Shelo lahal binoi barabim. So you shouldn't be malbim penei chavoyi barabim. You shouldn't embarrass somebody in public. When a person is leaning, is in front of the entire sibyl, he's going to be embarrassed if he's corrected in public. Even though you might argue, as some want to argue, that he's accepted upon himself the achrayis to lein, and therefore he's got to overlook that, he's got to be thick-skinned. But nevertheless, the man he holds, you're not allowed to correct him, because there's malbim penei chavoyi barabim. Now on the subject of malbim penei chavoyi barabim, let's elaborate a little bit. Gemara Ksuvos says that Marukva, in order not to embarrass a poor person, he used to supply a poor person with his needs, but the poor person didn't know who it was coming from. He literally jumped into a furnace, along with his wife, in order not to be malbim penei chavoyi barabim. He jumped into the furnace itself, and it's not just a phrase that we find, it's noyach lo adam, that he should jump into a kivshan shalesh. Marukba and his wife actually did it. They survived, so there was a nace, and he was protected. And he stood in his wife's feet, and he was protected. But, nevertheless, he went to that extent in order not to embarrass the person. The Gemara is often mitziah, called malbim penei chavoyi barabim ki'ilu shofech domin. A person embarrasses somebody in public, it's ki'ilu shofech domin, because the Gemara explains that when a person has a red colour in his face and he's embarrassed, and the white, and drains, the blood drains out and he goes white, malbim penei chavoyi barabim, he goes white, that is a very embarrassing thing, that's a very embarrassing thing, it's almost like killing the person, you're draining the blood from him. And therefore it's a terrible thing to do. Pirkei Avos. Even if a person has Mas Torah Masim Tovim and his Malbim Penei Chavoyi Barabim, Ein Lo Chelek Lo'olam Haba. So being Malbim Penei Chavoyi Barabim is a very, very serious business. And because of that, the Manhik says we do not correct about Kairo Barabim. Okay, that is the shit of the Manhik. The Torah then continues and brings the opinion of the Rambam. Now he doesn't actually say that the Rambam argues on the Manhik. He just goes on to bring the opinion of the Rambam. And the Rambam says that a person who is leaning and he made a mistake, even if he made a mistake, in the accuracy of one letter, we make him go back. So it seems to be completely the other end of the extreme from the Manhik. The Rambam says that you have to be machzir the person, he made a mistake. What is the source of this Rambam? Where is the Rambam coming from? So, the Haggadah Maimon, he says that he was learned by his Rebbe, and they asked the Rebbe, and the Rebbe said, no, we don't know the source where the Rambam got this from. But, will suggest some sources. And if you look in the Joseph brings four different Makoros where the Rambam possibly could be coming from. Four different Makoros why the Rambam held that if a person makes a mistake, the Balkari makes a mistake, you have to be Makhbira. Let's go through these four Makoros. So there was Yushalmi. Yushalmi says, is the Targum Ma'akiv? What does it mean, is the Targum Ma'akiv? And we know in times gone by they used to lay the Kriyas HaTorah, and the Matargain, the Maturgman, would actually stand up and say in Aramis, in Lashon, in Aramaic, he would translate the Torah. The Gemara asked the Yushalmi, is the Targum Ma'akiv? If they didn't say the Targum, is that Ma'akiv in Kriyas HaTorah? And the Gemara says it's not Ma'akiv, it's not Ma'akiv. But nevertheless, if they were doing the Targum, and the person who said the Targum made a mistake, you have to make him go back, because if he said the wrong pshat in the Torah, so then that's wrong, so you have to make him go back. And the Gemara then goes on to learn how do you know that there is a din that one should be metargaming the Torah? And it learns it from a particular pasuk in Nehemiah, where it says, "Vayikru b'sefer Torah ta'elukim." They read from the sefer Torah ta'elukim, mufayrash, which means explicitly, the soim seichel, and they had to literally pay attention, put seichel into it, the yavina b'mikra, and it would understand the pasukim. And Gemara there in Yerushalmi darshan a few things from those different phrases in that pasuk. And one of the things we learn is that there's a din to have the targum. And one of the din that we learn is that you have to be medakdik in the masoris, the kriya, the ksiv, the letters, the oisius, the tamim, the chop. One has to be medakdik. So, there's our God's maimili. Since we learn all those dinim from the same pasuk, and in connection with the targum, the Gemara said that if you made a mistake in the targum, you have to go back. The same is true for all the other dinim that we learn from that pasuk, that if you make a mistake, you have to go back. So therefore, if a person makes a mistake in the Talmud, and the Diktuk Oitachah, for any of these things, you have to make the person go back. And that is the Makoy for the Rambam. That's what Hagos Maimini says. Yeah? Is that clear? First Makoy. Now, the second Makoy is Yushalmi, also in Megillah, a little bit earlier. And there it's talking about, not Kriyas HaTorah, but it's talking about Kriyas HaMegillah. And it says over there, we're not medaktik about mistakes. We're not medaktik about mistakes. We're talking about Kriyas HaMegillah. For example, it says Yehudim in the Megillah. If you said Yehudim, adding an extra Yud, then we're not medaktik. We don't make the Balkari go back. And the Korban Aida, which is a Pirish on the Yerushalmi, says that it means it's talking about when it doesn't change the meaning, because Yehudim or Yehudim doesn't make much of a difference. So therefore, we don't make the person go back. But if he did make a mistake that does change the meaning, then we do make the person go back. The Balkari go back. Says the Beit Yosef, who's bringing this proof, that because it is written in connection with the Megillah, and it says by the Megillah that if a person made a mistake and it doesn't change the meaning, we don't make him go back. That's mashma, it comes to Kriyas HaTorah. So we do make the Balkari go back. Only by Megillah do we say the person shouldn't go back. But by Kriyas HaTorah, we do make the person go back, even if it doesn't change the meaning. We'll explain a little bit later on what is the difference between Kriyas HaMegillah and Kriyas HaTorah. Why should there be a chiluk in the halacha? So that's the second Makoy. The third Makoy is Navi Yushalmi in Megillah as well. And it says if a person made a Torah, they made a mistake saying one word instead of another, we do make him go back. And the Gemara says, do we really make him go back? And the Mephoshim says that it means, do we really embarrass him in public and make him go back? And the Gemara says, yes, even if it doesn't change the meaning, even if he said ve'im instead of im, which means and if instead of if, it doesn't make much of a difference, nevertheless, says that Yushalmi, we make him go back. And that's talking about Kriyas HaTorah. So that seems to be the most explicit raya for the Rambam, that we do make a person go back, even if he has made a mistake from im to ve'im. Okay. But none of these Makoros, the three that we've just been through just now, actually give a reason why we should make him go back. Their sources, they imply that we do have to make the Balkari go back. But they don't say why it shouldn't be. The fourth source, which is Rabbeinu Manoach, one of the Rishonim, brings actually a reason why. And he quotes the Gemara, not in Yerushalmi, in the Bavli, in Sanhedrin, Daf, Tzadi, Tes, Omadalus, where the Gemara says, Kala oime, kol ha-tayra, min ha-shamayim, chut mi diktuk ois achaz. If a person says Kol HaTorah is Min HaShemayim except one oyz, if a person says the entire Torah is Min HaShemayim except one letter, how is that the Chlal Es Dvar Hashem Bozo? He has included within the category of Es Devar Hashem Bodo. He has treated the Torah of Hashem, Devar Hashem, the word of Hashem, in a disgraceful way. Es Devar Hashem Bodo. The person says, Kol HaTorah Min HaShemayim. Except one letter. That letter over there, I don't think is Min HaShemayim. Somebody changed it over in history at some point, because it doesn't fit with the historical, it doesn't fit with the geological or the things that we've discovered. This letter doesn't fit. That's Kfirah. That's Es Devar Hashem Bodo. That's what the Gemara says there. So if a person is leaning and he's not medaktik for Ois Achas, even though it might be b'shoigeg, but what he's saying in effect is, it doesn't really matter. The accuracy of the Torah doesn't really matter so much. And that's Es Devar Hashem Bodo, because the Devar Hashem, it does matter if one letter is changed. So that's how Rabbi Nemanoich says is the source of the Rambam. Therefore we have a reason, we have a very strong reason. We're trying to affirm Torah min hashamayim. The Torah in the form that we have is Torah min hashamayim, without any mistake. So now we have a bit of a clash between the manhig and this, if this is trapped in the Rambam, and the Rambam. Because the manhig was saying the reason why we don't correct the person is because you're not allowed to embarrass the person in public. And that's a terrible thing. One of these sages of Yiddishkeit, and we saw all the Gemaras before, if Noach Leila Adam, they should throw himself into the Kibush and Shal Eish. That's one of the major yisodes of Yiddishkeit. But on the other hand, so is Torah min hashamayim. So there's this clash in the Rishonim over here. What do we do when a Baal Kori makes a mistake? And by the way, the Bach Paskins that we hold like the Manhik, the Bach Paskins, therefore we shouldn't correct at all. But we'll see soon that the Halach is not like that. Okay, moving forward a little bit more from the time of the early Rishonim to the later Rishonim. The Truma Sadeshin, quoted by the Beis Yosef, says that he saw many times in front of his teachers and other Gedolim that the Baal Kori made a mistake. The Dikduk Tamim, the Gam, the Pasach, the Koma, Segoi, the Tehri. He made a mistake between a Pasach, which is the A sound, and a Koma, which is an O sound. Or between a segol, which is an E sound, and a tsiri, which is an A sound, both of which are confused easily with each other. Afal pi shegoru kein kistas, even though they objected a little bit to this, mikol mokon lo hichter behem, they didn't make the Baal Kori go back. The difference between an E and an A, or an A and an O, they didn't make the Baal Kori go back. They objected a little bit, and what the definition of objection is, we'll see soon. But nevertheless, they didn't make the Baal Kori go back. It's a little bit ambiguous what he's talking about over there, because he only limits it to the situation of these vowels and the nekudos. When he made a slight mistake over there, they didn't make them go back. Okay, that's a Truma Sadeshin, and we'll see how this works its way through to Halacha in a few minutes. The Shulchan Aruch itself only quotes the opinion of the Rambam. Therefore, according to the Shulchan Aruch, if a Baal Kori makes a mistake, the Dikduk Ois Achas, you have to be machzeh him. You have to be machzeh the Baal Kori. That's what the Shulchan Aruch itself says. The Ramah comes along and adds, that's only true when he made a mistake where it changes the meaning. Shinui Inyan. It's Mishana the Mashmoz. It changes the meaning. But if it doesn't, for example, in the Nekudos or the Tamim, then the Ramah says, we don't make him go back. So Mishnah Berurah points out that what this means is that in most cases, the changing the chop or the or the nekudos doesn't actually change the meaning so much. And therefore the Ramah said, in that case you don't make him go back. But if indeed it does actually change the meaning, then you do make him go back. And similarly, it works the other way around as well. If you change the actual word itself, but it doesn't change the meaning, for example, a person said keves instead of kesev, same thing, it's a sheep, but the letters are interchangeable, and we find some places it writes it one way, and some places it writes it the other, you don't make him go back. Even though it's a change in the actual word itself. Nevertheless, we don't make him go back. That's how the Ramah paskens. But, if that's the situation where he's made a change, but it doesn't imply change in the meaning, the Ramah says, Goya Rimboy, which we saw from the Shema Sadeshen, we do object. Okay. Now the Vilgon comes, and the Vilgon asks the important question over here. The Vilgon says, where does the Ramah get this from? But it all depends on whether you change the meaning. The source was that Yushalmi that we said before, where a person who said Yehudim, where it doesn't change the meaning, such a person doesn't have to be corrected. Now, what's the problem? What was that Gemara talking about? About Megillah, says the Gemara. That Gemara wasn't talking about Kriyas HaTorah. So how can the Ramad, the Ramad himself doesn't actually bring into the proof, but the Achronim seem to understand that's where the Ramad was coming from. That Gemara with Yerushalmi. And it's talking about Megillah. So how can the Ramad bring this as a proof, or how can the Ramad Paskin over here, that if he doesn't make a mistake, we don't make him go back, because it doesn't change the meaning. The source for that is Yerushalmi regarding Megillah, not regarding Kriyas HaTorah. That's a Vilna Gaon's Kasha. And therefore, because of that Kasha, they seem to say the Gaon was arguing on the Ramad himself. He doesn't say it explicitly, he just raises this Kasha. But they seem to learn that the Gaon holds that you're correct about Korah, even if the mistake doesn't change the meaning itself. But Mishabura doesn't paskin like the Vilna Gaon. He brings the Gaon's opinion, but he doesn't seem to paskin like the Vilna Gaon. Mishabura seems to go like the Ramad. If it doesn't change the meaning, you don't make the Baal Korah go back. But Goyerim Boy, which we'll see in a minute what that means. Now, I mentioned earlier the question, why should there be a difference between Kriyas HaTorah and Kriyas HaMegillah? Why should it, when it comes to Kriyas HaMegillah, if the mistake doesn't change the meaning, why there do we not make him go back? But when it comes to Kriyas HaTorah, we do. So I saw brought B'Shem Moshe Soloveitchik, who was the son of Reb Chaim, the brother of the Biskorov, is quoted by in the Tuvah Sahagas from Moshe Sternbuch, in the name of one of my rebbes from Yeshiva, Reb Mechel Shelkin, who was a Talmud of Moshe Soloveitchik, and Moshe Soloveitchik wants to make the following chiduk between Kriyas HaTorah and Kriyas HaMegillah. We mentioned before, where do we learn these dinim that the Torah has to be read chatchila accurately? Where do we learn it from? We learned it from that passage from Nehemiah. By Yishu v'Sefer Torah Selukim, Mefayrash v'Sfarim Seichu v'Yavinu v'Mikra. And we learned it from that passage over there. What's the passage telling us there? That when Klal Yisrael has to read from the Torah, the ultimate purpose is the Yavinu v'Mikra. We should understand. It's Limud HaTorah. The purpose of learning the Tzibur is Limud HaTorah, to teach us something. That is the purpose of Kriyas HaTorah. So if you make a mistake in it, you're going to get a wrong pshat. You're going to come out with the wrong information. And that's why it's so important to make sure the Kriyas HaTorah is accurate. But when it comes to Megillah, what is the purpose of Kriyas HaMegillah? Is it Limud HaTorah? No. What's the purpose of Kriyas HaMegillah? Someone said it's Pesumi Nisa. So for Pesumi Nisa, it's not that important on the accuracy of every single letter as much. Obviously the Chatzchila, yes. But the Eved, the Pesuminissa, the message of the Nes coming over to us, will be conveyed even if there's not Dixon Gosha. And therefore, when it comes to Kriyas HaMegillah, if it doesn't change the meaning, it's not the end of the world, so to speak, if there's a slight change in what he said. Obviously the Chatzchila, we have to be marked. But the Eved, that's how Rav Moshe Soloveitchik wanted to explain the Chiluk between Kriyas HaTorah and Kriyas HaMegillah. Okay.
You don't say the other way around. Everybody has to be used to Megillah. At least they're not home, that's just something to read it for.
Yeah.
Therefore, if already there, it doesn't change the meaning. You can carry on. So, Kriyas HaTorah, Shabbos, where you don't have to make up if you miss it.
Right.
Even more so, Kriyas HaTorah, but if it doesn't make a mistake, it doesn't change the meaning. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but I think the reason why Chazal was so machmeh about Kriyas HaMegillah, that you have to hear it for everything, even if you're at home, is because of the Pesumi Nisa. Yeah.
And that's what everybody has to be used to. If they're not Kriyas HaTorah, not everybody.
Yeah, I understand you're trying to make a Kavah Chomer. But when you go with the reason, you can only make a Kavah Chomer if you haven't got a specific reason for each one. And you want to learn if already the din is like this in one place, so therefore must be here. But he's got specific reasons for each of these takonas. So therefore that chiluk does the Chomer apply. The Prichodosh also argues on the Ramah, and it goes on the same lines as the Vilna Gaon. And the Vilna Gaon says, and the Prichodosh says that again, if there's a change that doesn't change the meaning, you still have to make the Baal Korah go back. But he says that's only when it regarding the actual word itself. You made an actual change in the letters itself. If you made a change in the Nekudos or in the Chop, and it doesn't change the meaning, the Prichodosh says you don't go back. And the Mishabura says that Mustava, that the Gaon would agree with that as well. So there's a slightly more machmir than the Ramah himself. The Chayyadim and Rosh HaShulchan seem to paskin like that. However, the Mishabura doesn't. The Mishabura paskins straight with the Ramah. But if it doesn't change the meaning, you don't make the Baal Torah go back. So for example, things that do change the meaning is, for example, Yaseh and Ye'oseh, he will do and it will be done, change the meaning. Chalev, Chalevimoy, and Chalev, one is milk and one is Chalev, fat, they change the meaning. So obviously you have to make him go back, and that's just a change in the Nekudot. The person says in the parasha of the Akedah, Vayomer, Avram, Avram. Instead of saying Vayomer, and he said, referring to Hashem, Avram, Avram, then that's a mistake. That's a mistake in the chop, because you've grouped words together that are not meant to go together, and it changes the meaning. If a word is missed out, then even if it doesn't change the meaning, the Mishnah Berurah mentions, is also, you have to make him go back. But as far as what does it mean for a change in the meaning, it's very difficult to define what is a change in the meaning. The Eish Avram, the Brachacha Rav, who has a very, very long piece on this in the back of the Shulchan Aruch, goes through about 25 different examples of cases where possibly it might change the meaning, it might not change the meaning. And many of them he was Masupik himself, on the spot, when he was the Rav in his shul and the Baal Torah made a mistake. He had a whole dilemma at the time, on the spot, in that split second that he had to decide, is this a change in the meaning, is this not a change in the meaning? Now, I'm not going to go through all these cases at all, and if somebody wants to look at that, it's in Kuf Mem based in the Eish Avram, the back of the Shulchan Aruch, and that takes quite a long time to go through it, with all the 25 examples. But having gone through all those 25 examples, and looking at the points that he said, he comes out with a few general rules, about four general rules, which I'm not saying they are halacha l'maaseh, one has to ask a shayla whether it is halacha l'maaseh, but whatever they are, they provide a good guideline, good guidelines for when a person should be machzeh the Baal Torah. So he says there, if it definitely didn't change the meaning, then you don't make him go back. Why? And he adds a reason. Because the Baal Torah is not doing it deliberately, he's not doing it out of atzlus, he says, out of laziness. And the stomach of the Baal Torah is prepared himself, and he's doing it ba'oinus. And we don't punish somebody if they're doing something ba'oinus. Oinus rachamana pachim. So the person is really potter. And he says, even if the Baal Torah is paid, and therefore you might say he's got a higher degree of obligation to make sure he gets it correct, he says, you can't measure his kavodus. Maybe he's being paid because he needs the money, not because he wants the money, and therefore you cannot weigh up in your mind that this guy should really take upon himself to do it better. Rabbi Vakshal, who used to live in Gateshead, points out in one of his forum, Shai Ben Takneset, so this applies especially to boys who are bar mitzvah, who learn bar mitzvah parsha, and they're prepared, they spend months, probably maybe even a year preparing. You cannot say that they're deliberately making mistakes. They're trying their hardest. They've learned. And therefore, one has to be very careful, the kovod ha-mishpocha, the kovod of the bar mitzvah himself, to be very careful. If it's not a mistake that needs correcting, one should definitely not correct. However, says the Eish Avram, if the person if there's a doubt whether it should be corrected or not, he holds that one should correct. If there's a tzad to say that it should be corrected, then the Baal Torah should be corrected. If a case occurred where you're not sure if the Baal Torah made a mistake, you picked up on it, but nobody else did, then you assume that everybody else is right, but not you. Because everybody, and we're talking about, he says, we're talking about a kid where people know what they're talking about, and they understand the mashmaos of the translation. In that case over there, then one should rely on the fact that the tzibur didn't pick up on it, and the person himself, and the Baal Torah himself knows best, and therefore, you shouldn't correct him at all. Again, I'm not telling you that is halakha l'maaseh, one should ask a shayla about that, but that's what the Eish Avram says. The fourth point, and final point that he mentions, is that where the Ramah says, Goyarim boy, the Ramah says that if the Baal Torah makes a mistake and it doesn't change the meaning, we don't make him go back, but Goyarim boy, which means we object. Goyarim boy doesn't mean scream and shout at him, Barabbas. It doesn't mean that. He says, that's his word. It's not my word, it's his word. It doesn't mean that. It means we tell him that sinner, to be nizhar in future. He should be careful in the future. Why? And it goes with the reason the manhig. There's no chiyuv to be machzeh to him, so you can't stand, come along, and embarrass the guy in public because he made a mistake that doesn't require correcting according to the halacha. Goyarim boy means we object against him privately and we tell him to be careful. If after that the person is still negligent through kalus hadas, he says, or atzlus, and he still doesn't bother, then we can correct him barabim, and we can even stop him leaning, he says, because such a person is not taking Kriyas HaTorah seriously, and therefore we can stop him. But the person is clearly doing it, and it's a mistake, and it's an oinus, we don't embarrass him in public. I didn't find in all of the research that I did, I didn't find anybody who actually says Goyim Goy means in public. I didn't find that. I only found the Ishla Avram who says it means privately. So to summarize, correcting the Baal Korah, Kriyas HaTorah, is not a simple matter. There are many important things at stake here, whether we correct or don't correct. There's Torah min HaShemayim on one hand, there's Mabim Panei Chavuyu Rabin on another hand. According to the Halakha, we have to know that we can correct him only if it changes the meaning, and that's very difficult to know very often when it does change the meaning. We have to take into account the Mabim Panei Chavuyu Rabin. Some shuls have a takana. No, initially the takana was made recently that only the Rav or the Gabbah should correct, and to stop people screaming out. And therefore, hopefully, the Rav or the Gabbah will be able to know what does change the meaning, what doesn't change the meaning, and where to correct, and it saves the Baal Korah from being embarrassed. And therefore, every shul, every person should be guided by their Rav in this matter, but to know that it's not a simple thing that we can just jump on the Baal Korah and correct him on every single thing that he makes a mistake on.